you know, in law enforcement, each one of them do. Being chief does. You know, when my first year as chief, we had two. We had several major incidents, but we had two that were that really stood out. We had our chief judge was held at bay with his wife in his home. That was unfortunate, but came out with a great resolution. And then the thwarted bomb threat that happened in 2016, where we our community came together and we really engaged. In my investigations career, I was fortunate enough to not only work as a detective, but supervise them and command the division for several years. And I was fortunate to have every detective that went, was assigned back there did a great job. My tenure back there, we never had a unsolved homicide case. Every one of our homicide cases were solved. I worked two different serial homicide cases that occurred in Garden City in my tenure. But, you know, some of the ones that you really don't think about is you go and do your job. For instance, you do your job and you go back home and you move on with life and you think how the victims and families are dealing with the issues. And then 15, 20 years later, you walk into old Chicago on your time off to have dinner with your family. And a lady walks up to you and says, "You don't remember me, but I want to thank you because you saved my daughter's life."
Wow.
And, you know, and she reflected back on it and was basically educating her daughter on the use of use and misuse of internet on dating sites where predators prey on the young. And her daughter was 15 at the time. And I knew I and my detectives did a great job with that, but didn't realize the overall impact and the memories that some of these families have of us and what we do provide, the service we do provide for them. So a lot of great things. I we could probably talk hours on the great things that we've done, but I'm just humbled and been privileged and proud to be able to serve our community for the last 37 years.